Today's devotion was written by Crystal Sharlock of South Africa. The title is Clothe Yourselves, and our text is Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Though Christians are forgiven by the grace of God, they certainly are not beyond sinning. The Apostle Paul knew this when he wrote to the Christians in Rome that they needed to clothe themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ rather than partake in debauchery and gratify the desires of the flesh through immoral sexual behavior. Conducting ourselves as Christians means showing love and concern for one's brothers and sisters in Christ and compassion for those who do not yet know their Savior. It also means what we do, how we act, and the way we come across to people is a significant part of our witness as well. For dedicated Christians, shunning participation in orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, and the rest should be an easy call. Paul, however, reminds his readers that the first battles against such behavior begin in the mind. He says, "And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Yet, sorrowfully, daily we do. We not only think about old, dead nature desires, we coddle them, get comfortable with them, rationalize them, and let them get the best of us. We sin. But thanks be to God for His Son Jesus. In Him there is forgiveness. In Him there is the newness of life that transforms us into reliable witnesses for Him. In Him, and in Him alone, there is a complete victory over the desires of the sinful nature. We pray, Jesus, please help us find release from our past sins and trust in the forgiveness You have won for us on the cross at Calvary, that we may become free to live life in fullness for You. Clothe us with Your Holy Spirit and strengthen us in our witness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.